Good day. This is Paige Estritori for Financial Services Online, and here's your daily financial services news wrap for Monday, November 10th, 2025. Our top story comes from Canberra, where the Australian government has announced a $2 billion Australian dollar loan guarantee for ANZ Bank to enhance financial stability and counterbalance China's influence in the Pacific. This move is a part of a strategic collaboration that ensures ANZ maintains its Pacific branch network over the coming decade. In addition to this, ANZ will invest an additional 50 million Australian dollars to boost its Pacific operations and digital banking services. This initiative marks a turning point in regional financial partnerships, aiming to forge stronger banking ties in the Pacific, set to unfold later this year. From the world of mergers and acquisitions, the global advisory firm Tenio is making waves in the Asia-Pacific financial scene with the acquisition of PwC Australia's Business Restructuring Services Unit. This move sees around 80 professionals join Tenio's ranks, signifying a solid growth trajectory. The financial advisory firm's new Australian team will be led by industry veteran Stephen Longley from PwC, and the company is set to open its inaugural Australian office in Brisbane. Now, let's move on to our economic report. According to the latest ANZ Roy Morgan survey, consumer confidence dipped as inflation expectations rise to 5.2%. This is causing some concerns for the Reserve Bank of Australia, notably affecting consumer behavior, particularly when it comes to wage demand and spending adjustments. In a surprising turn, the trimmed mean inflation nearly reached 1% last quarter, while September 2025's headline inflation spiked to a 1.3% quarterly rate. On to more personal finance news. Vanguard has disrupted the investment game with the launch of My Investment, its innovative tax-exempt investment model designed to cater to young Australians. Interestingly, preliminary research reveals that 72% of the public support the model, with 58% of young respondents indicating they are likely to use the model to save for a house deposit. An encouraging step toward helping Australians diversify their assets and making the dream of homeownership a reality for many. And that wraps up our daily financial services news for today. Visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for more information on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. I'm Paige Estritori. Thank you for joining us, and we'll bring you more financial industry updates tomorrow.